Well, ladies and gentlemen, day after tomorrow is the $100,000 Santa Anita Handicap. And we thought you might be interested in hearing something about it. So we brought here Dr. Charles H. Stroob, the general manager of the Santa Anita track, and Mr. Harry C. Curlin, the California horse owner, who is known as one of the shrewdest handicappers in these parts. These gentlemen will be introduced to you by one of the newest and most enthusiastic of horse owners, MGM's executive in charge of production, Mr. Louis B. Mayer. Mr. Mayer.
Thank you, Bob. It is true, ladies and gentlemen, that I am a new and enthusiastic horse owner. I can remember listening to Earl Sandy on his program last year when he told you Stagehand was going to win the big race. Although I hope to have two horses carrying my colors in the handicap day after tomorrow, I'll tell you right now, I do not predict that either of them will win.
If Maine Man or Quick Devil is listening, Mr. Mayer's only kidding.
I don't think the horses will mind, Bob. We get along pretty well. But I'm glad to have this opportunity to introduce to our listeners a man who must bear at least part of the responsibility for my becoming a horse owner and breeder. I have known Dr. Charles Stroop for a good many years. I knew him when he was owner of the San Francisco Baseball Club. And he's the kind of a man who is so enthusiastic about whatever he's doing and so persuasive and eloquent that he can talk almost anybody into almost anything.
Did he ever sell you a baseball team, Mr. Mayer?
No, he didn't, for which I'm truly thankful. But he did talk to me about buying horses and racing them and breeding them, and he got me so interested that I gradually weakened, and finally I made the plunge.
But you're not sorry, are you?
Sorry, I should say not. I find that the business of breeding fine thoroughbreds is most interesting because it's truly constructive. Did you know that California was once famous for its thoroughbreds, Bob?
No, sir, I didn't know that. I thought Kentucky was the thoroughbred state.
Kentucky is a great state for breeding horses, but California can be just as good, and I'm going to try to prove it. That's why I have brood mares and stallions on my ranch. I'm going to breed horses right here in California. And if I can't produce another Seabiscuit or Manowar in 10 years or so, how happy I'll be.
That would really be something. You must employ a lot of people on your ranch, Mr. Mayer.
Yes, we have quite an outfit. We're not going into this thing in any half-hearted sort of way, because we're so anxious for it to succeed.
I imagine you know enough about horses by now so that the next time we make a racing picture at the studio, we won't need a technical advisor.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but I'm trying to learn all I can. But, Bob, I want you to meet a man who really knows, the general manager of the Santa Anita track. A man whom California is proud of, Dr. Charles Stroop.
Mr. Mayer, I think you're flattering me when you say I'm even partly responsible for your interest in racing. I remember a picture you produced back in the silent days called Old Kentucky, and I know the man who produced that picture must have been a lover of horse and horses.
Dr. Stroop, do you mind if I ask you one or two questions?
Not at all, Mr. Young. Go ahead.
Well, sir, I've heard many people talk about your plant at Santa Anita. I've heard them say it's the finest track in the world. Could you tell us some of the features that have given it this fine reputation?
Certainly. Among others, 6 years ago, we worked with an engineer for an entire year in perfecting the method of photographing the finish of a race. This method was unknown to racing anywhere prior to that time. It is now a physical impossibility for the judge to give a wrong decision on a finish, no matter how close the race.
I suppose that's the kind of thing that's very important to owners like Mr. Mayer.
It certainly is, and is more important to the public, Bob.
Another modern and important feature has been developed at Santa Anita, in which we photograph the start of each race with a high-speed motion picture camera, so that in case of any protest about the start of a race, we have a complete picture. Each day, we run these pictures for the owners, trainers, and officials of the racetrack.
Are other tracks using these modern methods?
I believe some are using the photograph finish, but I think these features will eventually be adopted on all first-class racetracks in the world.
One more question, Doctor. What is the weather forecast for Saturday?
The weather will be clear and the track fast.
And who's going to win the handicap on Saturday?
I don't know.
Mr. Mayer, will you answer that question?
No, Bob. I only have hope.
Well, good luck. However, ladies and gentlemen, we have here with us a man who has agreed to stick his neck out for the benefit of the entire country and make a prediction. He studies the horses like a scientist. I went out to the track with him on Tuesday, and by following his advice, I only lost $1.80. Here he is, the owner of Sweep-A-Lot and Masker, Mr. Harry Curlin.
Thank you, Bob. You'll be glad to know I did even worse on Wednesday.
Harry, cut out the kidding and start prophesying.
Well,
do you mind if I listen, Mr. Curlin?
Not at all, Mr. Mayor. The handicap is at 1.25. The horse that runs the last quarter of a mile in that race in around 25 seconds will probably win.
Okay, Harry, who's going to do it?
Well, it might be Gosum. He's a good horse, he's won some tough races, and he's good shape, but I don't think it will be Gosum.
Well, what about Kayak the Second?
Kayak is a great horse. It is generally agreed that when he lost to Bottle Top, Kayak was off form, and he has proved since that he's all right again. But...
Not Kayak.
I don't think so.
All right, Cravat.
Cravat has a great background for a racehorse. He's descended from Man O' War on the mother's side. And on his father's side, he's of the Sickle family. So you know he's got plenty of speed, courage, and class. But...
Not Cravat.
I don't think so. There's one horse in the race that I think will be close to the pace all the way and should win. And his name is Specified. But take my tip and don't bet on him.
Well, why not?
After all, Specify may not be listening to this program.
Well, that's right. But let's have your selections for second, third, and fourth.
Well, I guess I might as well be hung for a wolf as a sheep. However, remember, these are only predictions and are based on a track being fast. I'll pick Specify to run first, Cravat second, Kayak third, and Gosum fourth. Now are you satisfied?
Well, Harry, I don't see how we can ask you any more, and thank you very much. It will be very interesting on Saturday to see how close you come. And in any case, on behalf of the Good News program, I congratulate you on your courage.
Thanks, Bob.
Our thanks also to Dr. Strube and to Mr. Mayer for dropping in on us this evening. Tonight, Meredith Wilson's concert hall is again honored with the presence of Melissa Cordes, who sings a universally appealing melody, Massenet's immortal Elegy. Warren, it's time right now for a word of that very practical wisdom we've come to expect of you.
Thanks, Robert. Friends, I don't suppose there's any more familiar sound in this world of noises we live in than this.
And 25 makes a dollar, and 4 is $5. Thank you, ma'am. Good day.
Yes, you must have heard something very much like that when you did your marketing this morning. But how about that pound of coffee you bought? You got the right change, I know. But did you get all the flavor you paid for? Did you get your money's worth? You see, air steals away coffee flavor. All coffee, whether ground or in the whole bean, starts to lose flavor the moment it's roasted, if exposed to the air. In fact, ground coffee, packed in ordinary containers where air can get at it, loses as much as 45%, nearly half, of the precious flavor you've paid to enjoy in only 9 days. Now, that's just why we take Maxwell House coffee, still fresh and fragrant from the roasting oven, and pack it in the familiar blue super vacuum can. No air can get in, so no flavor can get out. Maxwell House comes right into your kitchen with all its flavor and goodness sealed in, none wasted. So if you've had trouble getting a really good cup of coffee, try a pound of the new Maxwell House, won't you? Today, more people than ever before in its history are enjoying this famous blend of the world's choice coffees, now marvelously improved. And remember, when you order Maxwell House, you're sure of full flavor, full value, every pound. You're sure of coffee that's not just days fresh, but roaster fresh. And no coffee can be fresher than that.
Meredith, your music has been great tonight, but now comes the real treat.
What's that, Bob?
The preview. Come on, Meredith. Put down that long baton and get your dinner jacket on. This is really one of Hollywood's big nights. Boy, you'll see a panorama of real 18-karat glamour and 1,000 thrilling sights. Come on, Warren, let's go.
Put on that percolator on the way to the theater, and with Maxwell House we'll start the evening ride.
I'd like to come along too, Bob, but it'll be an awful job keeping Snooks from breaking everything inside.
Well, never mind. Come on, Frank, let's get started.
Well, now, just a minute, young. Oh, John.
Yes, Frank.
Put on your dashy bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and let's go. You know, the preview starts at 8.
Thank you, Frank. That would be fine, but I really must decline. I'm sorry, but I've made another date.
Oh, you made another... You did a thing about the goal. Well, I say, Gertrude, my dates were mixed up. But now everything is fixed up. I've got passes and the gasoline is free. It'll be a gay affair. Jimmy Stewart will be there.
Yes, I know that, Frank. For Jimmy's taking me.
Jimmy said that he's got... Oh, that you... Oh.
Oh, now, Frank, don't be discouraged.
What?
For a gentleman of your age.
Stop
all
it.
The girls are just a little bit too gorgeous.
What are you talking
Jimmy's
about?
Right, Lou, don't you think?
Sorry, Bob, but I can't think. I'm going to escort Melissa Gorgeous.
You are? You've got... Oh, well, I don't... There doesn't seem to be any... Oh, baby Snooks, would you like to go to see the Ice Polly show? Don't forget that I'm the chocolate soda laddie.
Well, I'd like to go with you, but it really wouldn't do, because my heart belongs to Daddy.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it. Come along, there's everybody gone. Though we really hate to leave you, we have got to see the preview of the Grand Ice Polly.
Talk about your folly.
Grand Ice Polly.
We salute the world premiere of The Ice Follies of 1939 at the Palace Theater in Superior, Wisconsin, next Saturday. Next week, our guest, Robert Taylor, in the powerful dramatic play, The Criminal Code. And all the regulars, Frank Morgan, Fanny Bryce, Hanley Stafford, Gertrude Neeson, Meredith Wilson, and Melissa Gorgeous. See you next Thursday. In the meantime, go to the movies and take the family with you. Be sure to see Nelson Eddy in Let Freedom Ring. This is Bob Young saying good night.
This is Warren Hull saying good night and good luck for the makers of Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. This is the National Broadcasting Company.